Hey everyone, welcome to AI DevTools, the show where we break down the tools that make building with AI easier. I'm your host, and today we're doing a rapid-fire FAQ episode about AI API gateways. Specifically, we're looking at CrazyRouter, which has been getting a lot of attention in the developer community lately. Let's jump right in. First question, what exactly is an AI API gateway? Think of it like a universal adapter for AI models. Instead of managing separate API keys for OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, and DeepSeek, you use one API key and one endpoint. The gateway handles routing your requests to the right provider. CrazyRouter specifically gives you access to over 627 AI models from more than 20 providers through a single key. How many models are we talking about here? 627 models across 102 model families. That includes the big names, GPT-5, GPT-5.2, Claude Opus 4.6, Claude Sonnet 4.6, Gemini 3 Pro, Gemini 2.5 Pro, DeepSeek v3.2, Llama 4, Grok 4, plus image generation with DALL-E 3, Flux, and the full Midjourney suite. Video generation with Veo 3, Kling, and Sora 2. Even music generation with Suno. It's basically everything under one roof. Is it cheaper than going direct to each provider? Yes. CrazyRouter offers lower than official pricing on most models. The exact savings depend on which model you're using. You can check their pricing page at crazyrouter.com/pricing for current rates. And it's pay as you go with no monthly fees and no minimum spend. Credits never expire, which is a nice touch. How hard is it to migrate from OpenAI? Literally two lines of code. You change your base URL to crazyrouter.com/v1 and swap your API key. Everything else, your prompts, your function calls, your streaming setup, stays exactly the same. It's fully OpenAI compatible. And if you're using the Anthropic SDK, that works too. Just point it to crazyrouter.com without the /v1. What about tool compatibility? Does it work with Cursor? Yes. Cursor, Clion, Claude Code, Aider, LangChain, DeFi, N8N, LoebChat, NextChat, Chatbox. They've tested with over 20 tools. Anything that accepts a custom OpenAI compatible endpoint will work. For Cursor specifically, you just add it as a custom provider in settings. How does it compare to OpenRouter? OpenRouter supports around 300 models. CrazyRouter has 627. The bigger difference is format support. CrazyRouter natively handles three API formats: OpenAI, Anthropic, and Gemini. OpenRouter is OpenAI format only. Both have competitive pricing, so it's worth comparing for your specific models. What about reliability? Any downtime concerns? They run multi-upstream load balancing with automatic failover across global edge nodes in 7 regions: US, Japan, Korea, UK, Hong Kong, Philippines, and Russia. If one upstream provider has issues, your requests get rerouted automatically. In testing, reliability has been solid. Is there a free tier? New users get 20 cents in free credit on signup. That's enough for roughly 100,000 tokens with GPT-5 Mini. Plenty to test your main workflows before committing any money. What about security? Do they store my data? Usage logs are retained for 30 days for billing and debugging purposes. You can also set up fine-grained token permissions, restrict by model, set quota limits, add IP whitelists, and set expiration dates. That's the quick rundown on CrazyRouter. If you're juggling multiple AI provider accounts and want to simplify, it's worth checking out at crazyrouter.com. The migration is painless and the pricing is competitive. Thanks for listening. If you found this helpful, subscribe for more AI DevTool breakdowns. See you next episode.